sure I was doing what
yeah.
I wanted to do.
No, that was cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try it one more time. One, two.
Thank you.
First of all, when Voitech's comping, you're kind of focusing more on molecular, so one of you guys can probably comp, which also helps keep the time together. I guess we haven't talked about that before. Also, no matter what you do as a soloist, just keep the time together. Try to, you know, I would... Let's try this. Let's go around again, and everybody take a chorus. Just take a chorus, but just play quarter notes. And try to delineate some of the harmonies. Hopefully that'll take some pressure off of these guys again. And also, Rob, on this, try playing mostly half notes. You don't have to stick right to that. Because that ends up, if you do it every time, it ends up being a little, the outside the box becomes the box kind of thing. That if you do it every time, and then you can try to kind of break out of some of the patterns that usually didn't happen.
So, are you trying to get cues from me? Because it seems like you're...
Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm trying to follow where whoever's soloing
is. Yeah, so don't... Okay, so right there, that's a... You're not following anybody. You are the people... otherwise it ends up the
people's champion.
Yeah, right. Rob the people's champion.
Because I was messing up a little bit. I was not doing 2 and 4 on the hi-hat.
Right.
Which, so I was ambiguous. I was keeping time. But
that's
like,
okay. Everybody else should be able to keep
sometimes
keep it
if I would lose time with you, I would try to pick it up on somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's all on you. You just, your time is great. I think it's when you start to second guess. I think that's true for everybody, really.
So when if you're soloing and he's playing chords and Voitech's playing chords, I'm not going to play chords, right?
Or right, but you just chords, keep your ears at it. If Voitech isn't playing any chords, because, you know...
When you were soloing, he was playing chords, so I didn't...
That's fine, yeah.
And when he was soloing, you were playing chords,
but
so
I could
I
still
wasn't.
Use, I think across the board, I could use a little more rhythmic content from the comping instrument.
I mean it's practice, too. Part of me feels like I should go ahead and... Because I should be practicing doing stuff, right?
Well, you're practicing figuring out where to do it, too.
But I mean, like, if we go through and there's never a chance for me to comp because there's always somebody else comping.
That shouldn't happen, though. Hopefully, is that happening?
Yeah.
I was not necessarily comping. I was just adding little harmony, but I wasn't doing.
Yeah.
So I see you playing, and I'm like, Voitech's comp is sort of because it's hard to differentiate.
Careful. If sometimes you're adding a little thing, comes across as comping.
Okay.
Which then deters it.
Because I was fairly confused because I can't see your hands.
Way.
And you're doing this, so I'm like, okay, well, he's playing, and I heard you play, and then you weren't playing, and then I heard you play. So
yeah, so
like,
in those situations, if you're playing a little bit and you don't hear anybody else playing, look up and, you know, throw it to him.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's
I was
comp,
confused because
yeah.
before you were like, if he's comping, one of us could comp too. I was confused by that. Cause like,
well, we hadn't done it that way before, but if he's just playing a melodic line, then there still needs to be a comping instrument. So let's try it that way. But let's go around with the quarter note thing, and Rob, just start with half notes, and see what.
What am I playing? Whole notes? Is
that what? No. Well, you know, maybe. Here, let me just walk a baseline with mine for a sec. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Feeling like